sometimes they're oral questions where they get an oral answer in the door, or sometimes it's parliamentary questions, a PQ we call it, where we send it in writing and we get a written response back. Very often there's great frustration because the response you get back in writing may tell very little, only rehash what's already in the public domain. And really, we wouldn't be asking these questions if we weren't looking for more information. But very often in the Dáil chamber as well, even when there's questions to the minister or when you raise an issue and they have prior knowledge of what you're going to raise, but the Taoiseach or the ministers may come in, is read out a script that has been written by them by some public servant. And really what it does, for instance, if you ask a question about what's going on in regard to the hospital in Sligo, what they do is give you a big record of all the money that have been spent on it for the past 5 years and how great things are in A, B and C, but tell you nothing of the problem that you're raising.
That seems to be something that's frustrating, as you mentioned, a lot of people, because sometimes you can see from watching the Oireachtas TV, especially if it's somebody else from a different department that comes in to answer the questions on behalf of the minister, they're just reading out a pre-prepared script and they don't really seem to have a genuine understanding. So as a result of that, the politician that asked the question surely feels a little bit hard done by.
Well, you ask a question about some particular topic and the answer you get is about something else entirely that isn't even on the topic. The problem is that we need to get clear, definite answers to questions that we ask around issues that are of public importance. That's not happening. Owen O'Brien, our housing spokesperson, had quite a controversial row recently with James Brown in regard to housing data, which basically we knew the minister had, the department had, but they refused to release and refused to put into the public domain at all. And we have several times complained to the Cancord and complained to government departments around this issue, something that's an ongoing problem. We asked about, you know, the number of home help hours that are being provided for people with disabilities in an area. What they do is they come back and tell us how great it had been for the last 10 years and how much it had improved, rather than focusing on the reality that there could be dozens or hundreds of elderly people waiting to get home help and they can't get it. And that's what we want to solve. We want to solve the problem of today, not talk about how well things have improved since, bad times in the past. Some of the government backbench TDs also make the same complaint that they can't get answers to their questions either.
Answered adequately and answered in a timely fashion.
Exactly. The reality is that the public out there elect TDs for to govern, but they also elect TDs for to hold the government to account, to make sure that the promises that are put in place at time of elections are actually delivered on, and we see so many of those that are not delivered on. And we absolutely have to have every opportunity to hold the government to account, to put them back on their word, to make sure that they deliver for people and to make sure that there is a parliamentary operation that functions properly for everybody.